Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley, with a piece in honor of Mother's Day. Our national celebration of Mother's Day, which occurs tomorrow, arose out of the post-Civil War era, as people sought to rebuild American society and ensure peace in our war-divided nation. In 1870, two women, Julia Ward Howe and Anne Reeves Jarvis, began working together to create a Mother's Day for Peace holiday to help heal the nation, and more broadly, to create an international group of women who would work together for peace and to prevent future wars. These women were abolitionists, women's rights advocates, and peace activists, and they saw a chance for women, and in particular mothers, to become involved in issues of justice, equality, and peace, because mothers in particular have always been concerned with the safety and well-being of their children. And a Mother's Day for Peace celebration could help people focus on the safety and well-being of the larger community, the nation, and the entire world. It was not until a quarter of a century later, however, that Jarvis's daughter, Anna, was able to establish a Mother's Day celebration in 1908. Then, on the eve of World War I, President Wilson established the first national Mother's Day holiday to be held annually on the second Sunday of May. Despite its activist origins, however, Mother's Day has now devolved into what many are calling a Hallmark holiday, where individuals just send cards and flowers to fulfill their sentimental obligations to their mothers. Needless to say, Mother's Day has become somewhat commercialized and no longer focuses on the peace activism it was originally created to foster. Interestingly, our forebears celebrated mothers not just one day each year, but rather throughout their entire lives, and not for sentimental or activist reasons. They celebrated their physical and spiritual relationship with Mother Earth. Earth, the primal mother, gave birth to all life, nurtured it, and sustained it with her bounty. And then, at its demise, she took it back into her womb to be regenerated and reborn. Also interesting is the fact that the month of May, when Mother's Day is currently celebrated, was named for the great Indo-European mother goddess Maya, whose creative energy is so dramatically evident at this time of year as new life springs powerfully from the newly awakened land. Maya was the creator of all things made of matter and perceptible by the senses, and also of the spiritual essence within. We find evidence of Maya's veneration in cultures around the globe. She was Ma Ku, the Chinese goddess of spring's renewal. We find her as Ma Wu, the creator goddess of the Dahomey peoples of Africa. We recognize Maya in the Mexican great goddess Mayahuel, for whom the Mayan peoples were named. Mati, the Slavic Earth Mother, Mari Amma of Scandinavian culture, and Mami of ancient Hebrew legend were all Mother Earth goddesses out of whose bodies life was born and sustained. As we celebrate Mother's Day this year, let us look beyond honoring the mothers who gave us birth and look for ways to also honor Mother Earth. Honor her by recognizing her love for us. And let us together look for ways to protect and nurture her, and ways to promote and sustain peace all over Mother Earth. Happy Mother's Day. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.